Judgment Zone. I have to whisper this because my husband's listening and everybody in the freaking house can hear me.
Oh, okay.
Every Judgment Zone.
Okay, what?
So,
what?
My husband's on trial today because it's kind of embarrassing to say. It's not very classy, but he toots in the seat cushions and it drives me effing nuts.
Like if he has an urge, he runs over and sits down on the couch and goes,
No, I don't know what to say. It's so gross. Into the seat cushions.
Jerk or justified?
Yes.
Okay, come on. Toot, 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 buzz. Everybody toots. It was an REM song. And there's, why would you get up and go somewhere else? And then
it's polite.
Sit
and
back
because now I don't want to. I don't want to sit on that seat. If you're going to claim your spot, that's a way to do it, I guess. It's like a dog.
Dogs do it.
I know you guys are like dogs.
Cats do it.
Women don't.
Yes, they do.
If we do, it's an accidental, and it doesn't even matter because it's just a poof.
You are
a little puff.
So incorrect.
Puff and poof.
Yes, it's like. It's like happiness and rainbows come flying out.
This is it does no damage to the cushion. You guys,
it doesn't.
Oh my god!
Jerk or justified? Obviously, it's justified. Go for it. You can do it. It does. Everybody does it. It's not bad. Your germophobia thing is what should be on trial.
Gross. Did your wife yell at you about it, too? It sounds so stupid. I know. It's trivial. Whatever. It is what it is. It's a pet peeve of mine, and I'm hoping it's a pet peeve of all of yours, too.
Yes, she yells at me, too, but I still think it's justified.
Yeah, see? Okay, so it's us ladies against them.
Okay, two buzz, to toot on the couch in front of your significant others. Is that it? I don't know. What?
Yeah, you say it, because if I keep saying it, I'm going to get in trouble because my husband's listening.
Okay, to toot on the couch in front of your family.
Into the cushions.
Into the cushions.
So it all gets buried in there, and then the next person that sits down, you know what? If I had some kind of infrared black light something or other, you could see particles.
I have
like a cloud.
Not only is it justified, I have an amazing close call with a celebrity story on this subject. I'll tell you about it when you're voting for the Judgment Zone. 222 Buzz.
The Judgment Zone. I can't say it. My husband's upstairs. Can you?
Can we say it?
Can you please?
Okay. Is it jerk or justified to fart on the couch?
It drives me bonkers when he does it. It's not just the couch. It's any kind of cushion. Any kind of, like, the chairs that don't have a cushion? Nah, it doesn't happen there. But all the chairs with cloth cushions, for some reason, feels the need. Let it go.
Let it go.
Deep into the cushion. So the next time when I sit down, it's like I'm surrounded by a puff of his cloud gases.
This is so deja vu. When I was a little kid, I was 14. My parents were getting divorced.
Oh.
They sent me on the trip to the Italian club. Was going to Italy for 5 days. So I went there while they went through that mess. And on the plane ride on the way back, we were flying in a 747. And at that point, there was a spiral staircase that went up to a lounge.
Ooh. Oh, wow. That's fancy.
Yeah. And we were a bunch of kids. And they're like, yeah, you go up. And went up. And who's up there? It's me and another guy. And I went up there, and who is up in the lounge part of the 747 is famous comedian Steve Martin.
No way!
And we got talking. He was goofing around. He was very jovial, and he's had us down. I'll never forget. It was probably he was trying out some material or something on us, but he always talked about, did you ever go into like a fast food restaurant, sit down, and you're like, oof. Who farted? And like nobody will agree to it. It's because someone did it before you and stood up and walked away.
Yes. It's buried deep. Like, where else is it going to go but just sit there and linger and ferment? Oh, my God. That's a wild story.
Isn't that great? Okay. So, on that note is what?
Even Steve Martin's on my side. Can I put him down
for a Oh, he thought it was funny. He thought it was justified. He says it's a great trick to do. Next time you're at the fast food restaurant, leave a calling card for the next person that sits down.
Gross.
Is a jerk or justified? Obviously, I know how you feel. I think it's a great idea. I do.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and it's funny, and I do it, and even though I get yelled at, whatever. Hi, the pause, jerk or justified.
I say that.
Let's go to the calls at 222-2899.
I say that she's being a bit of a jerk. I think it's kind of, you know, or, I mean, justified. He should be able to on the couch. That's right.
Stop! How did that just happen?
But the thing of it is, you just have leather sofa, and then it just bounces back up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I don't have leather sofas. It'll only be justified if you have leather sofas, so I can get a bleach wipe and wipe it. Well, but if you don't...
Oh, my God.
There you go. The only thing is when it's really rancid, then it's like... It's a little bit...
Well,
like,
I get that.
Yeah, and that's like anybody. Like, if any of us have a bellyache or something, you just kind of leave the room for a few minutes. But if it's not one of those really, you know, you're going to, you know, blow up the toilet soon, it's good.
It's just too much work.
I've been married 20 years. I'm not getting up if I got a suit.
There you go. Thank you. Then on that note, we'll say toodaloo. Yep. Toodaloo.
I love that. Bye-bye.
Hi, the buzz.
Toodaloo.
Yes. Hi, the buzz. Jerker justified.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, it's completely justified. It's a bodily function.
Mm.
It's like breathing. Exactly. Me and my girlfriend do it all the time, and hopefully she's not listening because we just had our 3-year anniversary yesterday, but she's a one-man band when it comes to that.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that.
All I picture is Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins with the big thing, symbols on his knees and stuff.
We are changing up this trial, and we're making it you now, telling that to all of us.
So, Sandy, I know you're still working from home, but Scott, if I drop some Febreze off at the studio, can you make sure Sandy gets it so when Danger does it? She can just Febreze the spot.
I love it. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
It's awesome. Hey, to Buzz. Jerk or justified? Good morning.
Oh, it's justified. See? Pound him right in there. You just sit right there on your couch and let him rip, buddy.
Donzo,
you don't want to get up and spill your scotch. Just let it fly,
That's
buddy.
Right. You don't want to spill this.
Bury it deep in there, though. That's like...
It's my couch. I hope they're deep in there.
Thank you. Hey, if they ever need DNA. Okay, I had the buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
I have to say it's justified.
You too?
My husband and I, we've known each other since first grade, so farting in front of each other started, you know, way back when. And
yeah, but isn't it disrespectful to the couch? I mean, deep into the fabric of it, it's just going to sit there and linger till the next person sits down and releases the gas.
Did you?
If he's in his birthday suit, then yes, it's disrespectful. But no, you've got your clothes on. It doesn't linger in the, you know, use Febreze if you want to on the couch every day.
Wait a minute. Did you just say if he's in his birthday suit? How often do you people sit on your couch naked?
Oh, we don't, but I'm just thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, I just love the whole that you gave the couch a, like an inanimate object, emotions. It's disrespectful to the couch.
The couch has feelings.
Justified.
Captain Underpants, the movie.
Yeah! We got a verdict!
Sorry, I brought it up.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.